Billy sat at his piano composing another sentimental ballad when the buzzer went. He wanted to finish writing out the measure, but the buzzer wouldn't let up. Were they leaning on it, or what? "Okay, I'm coming. Keep your pants on." He opened the door. His girlfriend stepped in and collapsed on him.
"Prue, what's the matter? What?"
She buried her face in his sweater. "I'm pregnant, Billy," came her muffled voice. Wrapping his arms around her, all he could say was,
"Huh?"
Her breathing came in short gasps. "I ran all the way from 8th Avenue. I just went to the doctor and I'm 3 months already. What are we going to do?"
"It's okay, honey bear. We'll manage somehow."
He held her close and kissed her slender neck. "Never mind somehow. How?"
"Come over here."
He sat her down on his bed and held her until she relaxed.
"I should have known, Billy," she sobbed. "My chart said to watch out for it. I should have been careful."
"Ah, come on."
He didn't believe in that star stuff, but held a grudging respect for it and for all things otherworldly. Maybe she'd gone to his fortune-telling sister.
"It did. Mercury went into Sagittarius at 3:26 p.m. on December 3rd, and the moon in Capricorn created a first quarter at 12 degrees at 10:55, almost the exact moment I conceived."
She wiped her teary jade eyes on his sleeve.
"How do you know what moment it was?"
He handed her his hanky. She tilted her head and eyed him up and down.
"In the bathtub, remember?"
"Oh, yeah." He remembered all right.